From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua with the final portion of a message called Lessons on Sanctification. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon.
Our devotional for today is entitled Truth Established. The text is found in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Truth wears well. Time tests it, but it right well endures the trial. If then I have spoken the truth and have for the present to suffer for it, I must be content to wait. If also I believe the truth of God and endeavor to declare it, I may meet with much opposition. But I need not fear, for ultimately the truth must prevail. What a poor thing is the temporary triumph of falsehood! A lying lip is but for a moment. It is a mere gourd which comes up in a night and perishes in a night, and the greater its development, the more manifest its decay. On the other hand, how worthy of an immortal being is the avowal and defense of that truth which can never change, the everlasting gospel, which is established in the immutable truth of an unchanging God. An old proverb says, "He that speaks truth shames the devil." Assuredly, he that speaks the truth of God will put to shame all the devils in hell, and confound all the seed of the serpent which now hiss out their falsehoods. O my heart, take care that thou be in all things on the side of truth, both in small things and great, but specially on the side of him by whom grace and truth have come among men.
Steadfast faith in God, assured and unashamed, the faith that moved the saints of old to face the sword. For faith, for none on earth.
Are you seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you free of charge this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Joshua chapter 10, verses 38 through 43, the account of the defeat of the coalition of the five kings, Dr. Cairns is drawing an important parallel for the lives of God's people regarding the matter of sanctification. We've seen the importance of dealing with that which seems insignificant, but which may keep us back from living successfully for Christ. An important principle illustrated in the text is that Joshua pressed the battle when there seemed to be no immediate threat. God's people must not pursue sanctification only when there is a crisis. A temporary lull in the battle against sin does not mean permanent triumph. As Dr. Cairns will show, the believer must hunt down all manifestations of sin in his life. This can be done only by following Christ, for it is the sight of the Savior that is the essence of sanctification. Finally,
we must realize that sanctification is a step-by-step process. It is accomplished in us as we seek to live moment by moment in conformity to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to conclude this message, here is Dr. Cairns.
What is it that produces more and more glory in the believer? It is the sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that is so simple, and yet it is so profound. It is so clear in Scripture, and yet it's so difficult for us to grasp and experience. Whole church movements have been built around theories of how to produce holiness. And for the vast majority of them, they miss the simple truth of pointing God's people to Jesus Christ. Sanctification, for instance, in Scripture is referred to as a crucifying of the flesh. But where does your crucifixion begin? I have been crucified with Christ. That's where it begins. And my ability to crucify the flesh arises out of my identification with Christ. And the more I see that, the more I will have the power to live in victory over sin. The essence of sanctification is a sight of Christ. And you know, when you stop to think of that, doesn't it make sense? If your heart is taken up with Christ, can it be taken up with sin? If your heart is in love with Christ, can it do anything else but hate the lusts of the flesh and the wickedness of the world? The Lord is our Creator. There is only one true psychology, and that is the psychology that God reveals in His Word. He is the Creator of body and soul, and He knows how we work. And He knows that if we have Christ in our sight, then we will hunt out sin and defeat it. You see, sanctification is not merely abstaining from certain things. That is a great folly that we have been foolish enough to fall into. That sanctification, holiness, is merely abstaining from certain things. Now, obviously, it involves abstaining from certain things. But you can say, I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't do the other thing, and be as carnal as the man who does. Sanctification is not merely something external. That's a weakness within us all. We want to make it something simply external, because then we're in control. As long as I don't do this and don't do this and don't do this, and I do a little bit of that, everything's fine. But it's so much more than that. Sanctification is essentially discipleship. It is following Jesus Christ, our greater Joshua. Sanctification is fellowship with Christ. And I tell you, if you're not living in fellowship with Christ, I don't care how much you're abstaining from the big sins, you are not going on with God. If you're not in fellowship with Christ, you are not hunting down the lusts of the flesh. You are not living in victory. You are in defeat. Fellowship with Christ is the real essence of sanctification. It is taking His attitude against sin. We read in verse 40 how Joshua smote all the country round about there and their kings. He utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. Joshua's attitude was the attitude of his God. That's true sanctification. Dr. Barrett read this morning from Revelation chapter 6, where we have that wonderful description of our Savior as the rider on the white horse, going on, conquering. I'm to conquer. What is sanctification? It is battling in the train of Christ's triumph. That's what it is. As Deuteronomy 1:30 puts it, the Lord your God which goeth before you, he shall fight for you. And we come along, we fight the same battle as the Lord fights. Now, I could go on all day on that. I'm going to cut it short, but I want you to see how simple and practical this is. What is Christ's attitude to the things that you are facing in your life? What is Christ's attitude? Now, let's not make the mistake of saying, well, I believe the Lord would this or the Lord would... Forget all about that. Go to Scripture. What is the attitude of Christ according to the Word of God concerning the things that you and I have to deal with? And whatever His attitude is, that should be our attitude. True sanctification is fellowship with Christ, following hard after Christ, taking His attitude and following through to victory in the train of His triumph. Then the final lesson is this. Hard to learn, even though we all know it in our head. We can't destroy every foe at once, but we should track down and deal with every citadel of sin. This is something that Israel found. She went from one place to another. She reduced one city at a time. Some she reduced in a single day. One case she took 2 days. So strong was the opposition. But it was one step at a time. And that was God's purpose. In Exodus 23, verse 30, the promise the Lord had given through Moses was, by little and little I will drive them out from before you until thou be increased and inherit the land. God never said you're going to walk in and everybody's going to walk out before you and leave the land vacant for you. Never said that. And by the way, sanctification doesn't happen that way. There are people who will tell you, if you just make your commitment and get the second blessing, the old nature will be eradicated and the whole land will be wiped clear of all foes, all enemies, and you'll live in the peace of perfect holiness from that day on. Those people neither know their Bible nor their own heart. They're simply not true. God says, by little and by little I'll drive them out. In other words, sanctification is progressive. We can't and we don't obtain perfect holiness at once. It's true in every area of life, but it's certainly true dealing with our sins. You can get so discouraged looking at the massive problem that confronts you. You ever look at something and say, it's so vast, it just gets bigger as I look at it, and I can't do anything about it, and you just sit down in utter dejection and total defeat. God doesn't call you to live your life in one big lump. He doesn't call you to live your life 1 year at a time or 1 month at a time. He calls you to live one moment at a time. While you can't take on the entirety at one moment, yet you can take one step from one place to the other, from one enemy to the other, from one sin to the other. This is not to say that we willingly tolerate known sins while we deal with others. No, it simply says we grow in grace. Paul told the Hebrews, leaving the principles, the fundamentals of the doctrine of Christ, not forgetting about them, but proceeding from them. Let us go on unto perfection, to full maturity. Let us make progress. Let us track down and deal with every citadel of sin. so that day by day we are growing more like Christ. I want us just to stop and take a little look at our lives today. We're called to victory. We are to be conquerors, not victims. We are to be masters of ourselves, people who live under the control of the Holy Ghost. Now, we have many foes to grace and holiness. As you look at your life today, where are you in the battle with sin? Have you simply laid down your arms saying, well, I'm glad I'm no longer what I used to be. I'm glad I'm not involved in the big sins. But I'm really not making any progress. I just have to share the territory, as it were, with all the remaining inhabitants. There's something much better for you than that. God has Christian victory for us. I want you to understand that. I believe in the victory of grace in the lives of the people of God. Paul says we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He gave thanks unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. When he thought of the remaining lusts within him and all the weakness and the wickedness of his flesh, in which he said there was no good thing, he cried, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Who'll deliver me? And immediately he says, I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look at our lives today. Where are we in the battle with our sins? I want to suggest to you very strongly that the major reason the 20th century church in America has so little power to battle the world and the devil is because it has lost the battle against the flesh. We have no hope of overcoming the strongholds of the devil and of the world outside of us if we do not overcome the strongholds of the flesh within us. We are called to holiness. And unless we are a holy people, we will certainly be an impotent people. We must battle our sins. It would have been very easy for me, and in fact, to be quite honest, a lot easier from a preaching point of view, to take this passage about us pursuing all the enemies out there. I have dealt somewhat with the enemies out there, but it would be very easy to keep on talking about fighting this battle and that battle and the other battle out there and leave unspoken the need to battle the enemy in here. The greatest enemy to this church is not out there, he's in here. Our own heart, our own sin, our own compromise with the flesh. Joshua's campaign against the cities of Canaan illustrates how we should pursue the battle and progress in sanctification. I hope that we will all learn those lessons well. For our God has said, be ye holy, for I am holy. May God write His word on our heart and teach us true holiness unto the Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.